It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. And once again, it's time for Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Dawson to Johnson Memorial Health Services. And we're going to visit once again with Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel's a physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, we've visited before on Wellness Wednesday, haven't we?
Yes, we did. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. What are we going to talk about this morning, Rachel?
Something that I thought was kind of interesting this year, just because it's been an unusual year with COVID, is sports injuries when getting back or starting up a season when, you know, the athletes, like I said, it's been an unusual year. They've kind of had a shortened sports season. They've had little longer breaks from one season to another. So just talking about how injuries, unfortunately, might be a little bit more prevalent this year.
What kind of sports injuries are you seeing? Are you seeing more sports injuries, Rachel?
You know, since I've recently moved back to this area, I guess it's tough for me to tell if it's been more than in the past. But I would say the most common injury I'm seeing right now is anterior knee pain or any kind of knee injury, especially when you think about, let's just take basketball for an example. If the athlete has been sitting out longer, you know, say maybe they finished up the volleyball or football season and you know, maybe they haven't jumped right back into basketball where it's been a little longer break, and that start, stop, cut, pivot, kind of those explosive movements, it's just putting a lot of strain on those muscles, tendons, joints. And unfortunately, that's when injuries happen, is when we ask a lot of our muscles, tendons, joints to do something where it hasn't in a while. That's when injuries often happen, unfortunately.
Right. I actually did a basketball game this past week in Dawson, and one of the Ortonville girls went down with a, looked like a knee injury, and she didn't return to the game. How do you strengthen your knee muscles, Rachel? What are some things you can do to strengthen your muscles around the knee?
Yeah, that's a good and a common question we get. When thinking about the knee, we look at the muscles around it, especially kind of top down. So, you know, quads on the front side, your hamstrings on the back, but then also looking a lot at the outer hip and glute, because if you stand on one leg, it's a lot of that outer hip and glute that helps stabilizes the knee. So we do a lot of that in therapy. And a lot of people will ask me, well, why am I strengthening my butt? I'm here for my knee, but it's definitely that top down stability that we look for.
Oh, that's really interesting. So you need to strengthen your butt muscles then, huh?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Yep. So that helps the knee. I didn't know, didn't realize that. So
Yeah. I try to explain that to my patients so they can kind of understand why they're doing something.
Yeah, the knee is an amazing, I'm not quite sure what words I want to use for that, but there's a lot of little things that can go wrong in the knee, right?
Yep. You know, from a young athlete to an older individual, we see a lot of knee injuries along that whole spectrum.
Right. Sports injuries. We're talking with Rachel Hawkinson of the Johnson Memorial Health Services. She's a physical therapist. And Rachel, not only do you see high school kids, I'm sure you work with other older adults that have sports injuries. Maybe they like to play tennis or running.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, whether you're a weekend warrior and still trying to live out your glory days, whatever the case might
that,
be.
That would be me.
Myself included.
Yeah.
or, you know, recreational-wise, going for a run or, you know, hitting the gym, whatever it might be. We see a lot from, you know, whether it's just kind of a minor injury, just maybe have a couple sessions to say, you know, what to do, what not to do, because that's important too when trying to get over an injury. But then also to, you know, somebody who just had a knee replacement and how do they get back to being active as well. So I think a lot of what we do is education, and I think that's very important and kind of set guidelines from visit one of, hey, what's this recovery going to look like, whether it's surgical or non-surgical? And, you know, talking with the patient, seeing what their goals are, because that's huge. What do they want to get back to doing? and kind of setting out what the rehab sessions might look like in terms of how to reach those goals.
Right. I just completed watching a documentary on Netflix about a high school football team, and one of their star football players had a knee injury, and he's been doing therapy, and the doctor said, nope, you can't come back. You can't play this year anymore. And the tears flowed from his face. He was heartbroken. He wanted to get out there on the football field. I'm sure you deal with some of that too, some season-ending injuries from students, huh? That are hard.
Yes.
Hard on them.
Yes. Yep. It's a tough conversation to have. I always relate back to when I played. I hated saying, being told you had to sit out, because I know their heart's in it, and it's not fun to hear. So, I said, I do try to set those expectations early.
Did you have any sports injuries when you played in college or high school?
Thankfully, nothing in college. I had several ankle sprains through my high school career of volleyball, basketball, softball. It seems like I was spraining my ankle quite a bit. But thankfully, nothing major.
Yeah, that was one of my worst high school injuries, was an ankle sprain, a really bad one. A doctor said he probably had been better to break it,
Yeah.
Healed faster, so.
Yep, I've heard that. Unfortunately, that can, linger into a chronic injury, and people complain of pain years down the road. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
What are some things you can do to strengthen an ankle besides tape it up, during a game and stuff, but far as muscle-wise?
I remember I used to actually run on grass purposefully to try to strengthen up my ankle. So on even ground, as long as your ankles are strong enough to do so and pass that injury stage. Don't step in a hole or anything.
Yep.
But otherwise, you could do heel raises. There's a lot of band exercises. You can do all different angles at the ankle. And then a lot of balance exercise, whether it's standing on one leg or stand on a soft surface, eyes closed, play catch, that type of a thing. A lot of balance exercises that are good for the ankle. We also have like a BOSU ball, it's the half ball. So, or like a balance board that you can stand on and do different movements as well as athletic movements on that to try to strengthen up the ankle.
Okay. Tell you what, I learned something this morning.
Well, good.
Sports injuries, that's great. Not only do you work at Johnson Memorial Health Service, don't you help out at the school, Rachel?
I'm going to start a little bit with the school. Okay. I'm covering an athletic event in the near future, and kind of see where we go from there if I get more involved in the school.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about, Rachel, that we haven't touched on?
Nothing at this time.
Okay.
You know where to find me if you have questions.
Yeah, and where is that? How can people get a hold of you, Rachel?
So over at Johnson Memorial in Dawson, you can certainly call the main number there, even our rehab number, which is 320-312-2128, if you have any specific questions or if you'd like to schedule an appointment.
Okay, real good, Rachel. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
That's Rachel Hawkinson, the physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.